Good afternoon and good evening. So welcome back to another episode of the AI Partnerships Core podcast. Again, I'm your host, Anne Cheng, the CEO of Supercharged Lab, and I am super thrilled to bring you yet another episode packed with valuable insights into the world, this time of conversational AI. Today, we have a special guest who is joining us. He's a visionary leader who has been at the forefront of revolutionizing customer engagement and support through the power of conversational AI. Please welcome everybody, Sasha Uritsky, who is the CEO of Nmodes, an innovative company specializing in conversational AI solutions for managing large volumes of public and customer traffic. Now, Sasha is an AI expert with over 20 years in the technology industry, and specifically for the last 4 years, Sasha has actually led Nmodes in developing innovative conversational AI tools that empower businesses to pre-screen, respond to, and manage customer inquiries with speed as well as efficiency. With a focus on natural language processing, or NLP, and language models, Sasha has really spearheaded the development of Nmodes' holistic bot interfaces, enabling seamless switching between voice, video, and text interactions. Sasha, what a pleasure it is to have you on the show today.
Thank you for the kind intro, Annie. It's my pleasure to be part of this.
Absolutely. And let's start with this. Could you share with our listeners, really, why did you found Nmodes? What inspired you to this? And how did your background in artificial intelligence and technology shape the company's mission and vision?
How did it all start? I've been involved with AI for many years. And all this time, I've dealt with only one segment of AI, language-related AI. I'm actually a linguist by education. This language-related segment of AI is super exciting, of course. We recently had this major wonder, ChatGPT from OpenAI, and in general, generative models, LLMs. But the story of language AI is much older than that. Before this recent excitement, we had several years of chatbots, which were underwhelming. We'll remember at least one bad experience with a chatbot, and frankly, for the most part, the user experience was not good. And before that, we had a period with conversational AI products like IBM Watson, Google Dialogflow, when chatbots were rudimentary and not even mainstream. And before that, we had another technical period. Well, the point is that I've been doing language AI for a long time. And sometime in the midst of all this, we started Nmodes with the goal of testing in practice some of our linguistic ideas. The interesting thing is that despite all this amazing progress we've made recently, we still don't really understand how language works. Take, for instance, the meaning of sentences. So let's say I meet you and I say, it's cold outside, and you respond, yeah, it's a bit chilly for this time of the year. You understood what I said, which can be expressed by saying that you grasped the meaning of my sentence. In the same way, I grasped the meaning of your sentence, and that's how we communicate. Now, interestingly, ChatGPT does not communicate in the same way. It does not grasp the meaning of sentences. It does something else. Basically, it's predicting the next word in a sentence. And so that raises a host of interesting questions. What is this meaning that allows us humans to master language? Or what is the level of ChatGPT mastery of language if it speaks the language without knowing its meaning? And so on. So surprisingly, most of these questions we still don't have answers to. So in a way, we can say that at Nmodes, our goal and our vision is to try to find answers to these questions, or at least to get closer to answering them.
That's amazing. Well, Nmodes' conversational AI platform offers businesses the ability to manage superbly large volumes of customer traffic with speed and efficiency. And how does this Your technology empower businesses to deliver faster, smarter onboarding, as well as customer service experiences?
Right. Well, the different kind of businesses, they have different strategies in the contemporary technology environment. So let's focus here on mainstream businesses and businesses, which they don't have to be particularly tech savvy in order to adapt to this new environment where AI is becoming increasingly important. And so we frequently collaborate with large and small mainstream companies, and we become their trusted AI partner. What's the value that we add? So there are two parts to this. So first, we assist our partners in creating a viable AI strategy that guarantees their long-term success in the AI-dependent world of the future. AI is a game changer, as we'll know, but not many of us are aware of how to use AI in our company. So how can AI be used to the operations of our business? Which AI technologies fit our company strategy the best? Furthermore, new disruptive AI technology appears every few months, consider obviously ChatGPT. So what does this mean for our company? How can we use it to our advantage to maintain our competitiveness? And so we have meetings with our business partners where we carefully go over the specifics of artificial intelligence, and we assist in creating a new product architecture that incorporates AI into their current offering. And second, we carry out implementation of the strategy. So we have two products, a conversational AI product for user engagement, customer service, and onboarding. And we have this new, recently added product, a decision-making AI product to enhance business processes and business workflows. So our products, they contribute to the success of our partners in a number of use cases, and we use them when we believe they are appropriate.
That's amazing. With the rapid advancement of AI technology, what do you think are some of the key trends that you see shaping the future of conversational AI? And really, how is Edmode staying ahead of the curve in this very, very dynamic landscape?
Right. Well, there are many interesting trends in AI these days. And as we mentioned already, so language-related AI experienced a major seismic change last year with the introduction of generative AI like ChatGPT. And we all are currently processing it, and it will take some years to fully understand. And at the same time, there are a number of really intriguing developments happening with this new generative AI paradigm. But I would want to draw attention to this new trend that I believe is very significant. So there is this shift towards AI that can make decisions. And I mean business decisions. Now, maybe I'll give a couple of examples. So let's say you're a car dealership and you need to decide how many new cars to order each month based on the written monthly report from your sales manager. Or you're an insurance company and you need to make a decision on the client's coverage based on the general liability form that you receive. So these instances, they have one thing in common. They deal with unstructured business data, like human language business data, but it is unique to a single organization. So the sales team in this example, the sales team report is only relevant for this car business, and the decision making is also only relevant for this business. So there is a need for an AI model to evaluate language data unique to that business before drawing conclusions based on this data and based on the business specific logic. And that's what I mean by decision-making AI. Now, in the AI community, it is sometimes called these days objective-driven AI. So they say objective-driven AI would be able to understand causal or logical reasoning and the connections between sentences, acts, and results, in kind of in contrast to existing generative AI, which is best at summarizing but lacks this logical comprehension. And so with this change, AI would be able to develop and modify plans in real time based on understanding of language and physical reality. And so this is basically this new frontier that is shaping up as we sit here.
That's amazing. As businesses increasingly are adopting conversational AI solutions, what are the common challenges that they face in implementation? And really, I'd like to learn more about how Edmode is supporting its clients in overcoming these challenges.
So there are three challenges, and let's stay with the mainstream businesses. So yeah, I would point to three challenges. So first, choosing the AI strategy. So every business I speak with acknowledges the significance of incorporating AI into their operational processes, and yet they, from my experience, they seldom ever take action, and if they do, they typically do it on an ad hoc basis, so that they don't have enough time or bandwidth to deal with AI holistically, because there are always regular problems to attend to, and there are obviously fires to put out. So AI strategy is a challenge. Second, managing the budget. Good quality AI is expensive, like really expensive. And the majority of mainstream companies, they have naturally budget limitations, yet they want good AI. So there are options here. There are ways to overcome this problem. Basically, there are ways to deliver quality AI on a limited budget, and the business decision makers, they need to know about it. And third is that it's a team building. AI experts are necessary for delivering quality AI, and to be honest, there aren't that many. In mainstream companies, essentially, they have two choices. They can either build their own AI team or outsource. Both alternatives, they have benefits and drawbacks, so decision makers must be aware of them in order to choose the course of action that will work best for their companies. So these are, in my opinion, the three challenges.
That's amazing. Before we conclude, perhaps you could share some final thoughts or advice for our listeners who are considering integrating AI into their business strategies.
I would reiterate my previous emphasis on the strategic need for companies to adopt and use AI. It is a significant transition that many businesses are putting off. The CEOs I speak with, they for the most part aware of the importance of digital transformation, the role of artificial intelligence plays in it. However, relatively few of them are ready to take immediate action. It's a major change and they're not in a hurry to undertake it. And my advice is not to delay. There are ways to do it gradually at a comfortable pace on a reasonable budget. So see it as a long distance run, not a sprint. So the sooner you begin, the better. Because speaking strategically, we don't really have a choice, do we?
That is such great advice, Sasha. And thank you once again, Sasha, for sharing your expertise with us today. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And be sure to remember to like, subscribe, and share the AIP podcast for more discussions on the latest trends, developments in artificial intelligence. Once again, stay curious, keep innovating. My name is Anne Ching. I'm signing off. Until next time.
Pleasure. Thank you, Annie.